From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, a special salute to Jamaican men and women who have served in World Wars I and II. Stay tuned for this special edition of Sharing the Love. On November 8, 1915, the 1st Jamaican contingent under the command of Major W.D. Nish was sent off to serve in the First World War. On every second Sunday in November, the nation joins the rest of the Commonwealth in honoring the memory of fallen service men and women of World War I, 1914 to 1919, and World War II, 1939 to 1945 at the annual Remembrance Day ceremony held at the National Heroes Park in Kingston. Sub-Lieutenant Aaron Gabriel explains the significance of Remembrance Day.
Remembrance Day, which is also known as Armistice Day, is observed on the 11th of November every year and marks the day World War I ended back in 1918. On the 11th of November 1919, it was established that 2 minutes silence would be observed at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, which marks the official time of the cessation of hostilities.
Approximately 4,000 to 5,000 Jamaicans left the island to defend the Commonwealth in the two wars. Some served in the Royal Air Force, while others served the ground forces of the British and Canadian Armed Forces. Today we meet two men who showed ultimate love for their country by signing up to give their lives. Former Royal Air Force soldier Stanley Atkinson is a World War II veteran.
I went up in the Royal Air Force, and then I had training in the United States, and then I had training in England again, and then for a wireless operator.
His time of service was short-lived due to his body's reaction to the change of climate.
Soon as I got to that point of time, a lot of problems start, you know, like illness here and there, you know what I mean? So before I was able to do much service, I had to be shipped back to Jamaica because I had a bad fever.
Another World War II veteran, Earl Barrington Beckford, joined in 1943 at the brink of adulthood and served in the war until he was demobilized in 1947.
At that age, I guess you felt that there was a war and you should play your part because Jamaica at the time took quite an interest in the war. You feel that you cannot die and you wanted some excitement, you know. Plus there was a certain amount of peer pressure because almost all the class joined up at the time.
The service of soldiers like Stanley and Barry have inspired thousands of men and women who have since taken up the call to fight for their country should the threat of war loom. Retired Jamaica Defense Force Sergeant Peter Williams was born 7 years before the Second World War. By his adolescent years, he was ready to enter military service.
My career began when I was 12 years old, and that's during the war. And I saw some soldiers dressed up in their pretty uniform and they were on a parade in Anatobe. That's where I'm from. And then as a youngster, I said, I want to be a soldier. I did not decide to stay in the country. I said, I want to be a soldier. So I found Sir Alexander Bustamante. He sent me to school. That's Alpha Boys School. And from there, I was enlisted in the Jamaica Battalion during the British period, and that was in 1952, the 6th day of October.
Retired Sergeant Williams would go on to become a founding member of the Jamaica Defense Force and the West India Regiment. This year, the nation will remember ex-servicemen and women with a traditional wreath-laying at National Heroes Park. Similar activities will take place in St. Thomas, Portland, St. Anne's Bay, Manchester, Montego Bay, and Port Maria. The public is being urged to show their support for military veterans as well as those who paid the ultimate price in service. Donate through the annual Poppy Appeal to raise funds to maintain Curfew Home in Newport, Manchester, which is a residential facility for indigent ex-soldiers. You may also call in donations to 926-2381 or 926-4179. That's all we have time for on today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.